You know, you imagine all these things, and you hear people, you know, these pub experts saying, oh, they're in everyone's pockets, this, that and the other. But when you listen to the evidence being given and the questions, you know, the forensic questioning, if you like,
yeah,
of these people who are like the likes of Lord Patton and people like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can only come to one conclusion. Like, if I give you an example, the director of HR in the BBC,
yep,
young female, she signed off all these, if you like, severance packages.
Yeah, indeed.
Where people were, you know, by contract, they were overpaid, if you like, on the contractual arrangement.
Oh, way overpaid, yeah.
Yeah. But for instance, if it was like £100,000, they were given £150,000.
That sort of thing,
you know,
yeah.
My figures may not be
no, precise, but that principle
you know
is right.
You know
yeah.
I'm driving, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
And she... It turned out that she was on... because one of the MPs... Oh, and by the way, although I'm not a Conservative by any means, the Conservative MPs on that committee also... didn't hold back, you know what I mean?
No, it's a good committee.
They went right to the nerves, as it were. And to be honest with you, her salary is 300, and they were astounded, and I was flabbergasted.
Me too.
£320,000 a year.
I know.
For getting it wrong.
I know.
And she, you know, everything they brought up, not just there, by the way, to be fair. I mean, this Entwistle, it worked.
George Entwistle got £500,000, roughly, for being in the job 54 days.
Well, there was a group of them. You know, and Patton is implicated in that.
I'm amazed he didn't resign, you know.
Entwistle deal.
I'm amazed that he didn't resign after that interrogation.
Well, I just don't... Well, it looks as though they're nailed down to the seats, that they're not going to budge. Unless somebody actually boots them out. What you need to do is get rid of them and get half a dozen ex-Liverpool dockers in there.
Do you know what? On the money that they overpaid people, we could have run this station, Radio Merseyside, without any cutbacks or anything, you know.